Again, it is 67 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is WRCO FM in Richland Center. APC News at 6 is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Gaza Health Ministry, run by Hamas, says this morning that the death toll from fighting following the October 7th attacks has reached 40,000. Israel's offensive has also left more than 92,000 Palestinians wounded and displaced more than 85% of Gaza's population. A Russian court has sentenced a Russian-American dual citizen to 12 years in prison on treason charges. She was convicted of allegedly raising money for Ukraine's military while in Russia. Ukraine's offensive into Russia continues meantime. This is ABC News Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell.
The longer this goes on, the more embarrassing it is for Vladimir Putin. Ukraine now rubbing salt into the wound by opening a hotline for Russian residents who want to evacuate to Ukraine. But a senior Russian military official now vowing to launch an all-out offensive. In other words, this is far from a done deal.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris both in North Carolina this week, both laying out their economic agendas. Both include no taxes on income from tips. This is ABC News. Hurricane Ernesto on a collision course with Bermuda. It's getting stronger after knocking out power to half of Puerto Rico. The reward for information and tracking down an escaped killer in North Carolina has now reached $35,000.
After an exhaustive search for that escaped convicted murderer in North Carolina, authorities say they believe Ramon Alston has fled the Hillsboro area. Officials suspending their ground search efforts and asking for the public's help, raising the reward for information leading to Alston's capture to $35,000. Alston was serving a life sentence for killing one-year-old Malia Williams in a random shooting in 2015. Her family telling ABC News they're displeased with the Department of Public Safety and their efforts to keep Alston in custody or lack thereof.
ABC's Faith Abube. More girls are being denied an education in Afghanistan. UNESCO now says that the Taliban retook control of the country 3 years ago, and since then 1.4 million girls have been barred from going to school. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
In sports, Devin Williams retired, Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, and Freddie Freeman in order in the ninth inning to preserve the Milwaukee Brewers' 5-4 victory over the Angels on Wednesday. That snapped the Dodgers' five-game winning streak. Elsewhere yesterday in the National League, San Diego 8, Pittsburgh 2, Arizona 11-4 over Colorado, Cincinnati 9, St. Louis 2, Miami 9-5 over Miami. Atlanta 13, San Francisco 2. In the American League, Kansas City 4, Minnesota 1, Texas 9-7 over Boston, Detroit 3, Seattle 2, Houston 2-1 over Tampa Bay, the Yankees 10, White Sox 2, and Toronto 9-2 over the Angels. Baltimore was a winner against Washington 4-1, Cleveland 6, and the Cubs 1, Mets 9-1 over Oakland. Games coming up today, including the Dodgers and the Brewers. That's a 1:10 first pitch time as the crew takes on the Dodgers in Game 4 of the four-game series. The matchup will feature Jack Flaherty of the Dodgers and Tobias Myers of the Brewers.
Did you know just one blood donation can help save up to 3 lives? The Richland Hospital and Clinics and Impact Life are hosting our next blood drive on August 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Appointments are appreciated but are not required. For more information about how to schedule an appointment, visit the events page on our website, richlandhospital.com. Your donation could save a life.
Today, a high in the mid to upper 70s. Humid conditions, off and on showers today. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Humid and mild, a low of 65. Friday, clouds to a few peaks of sun and a high of 81. Friday night, scattered showers taper off and a low of 62. Patchy sunshine coming up for the day on Saturday and 79. Right now, rain in the neighborhood, 13/100 since midnight, and it is 67 degrees. This is WRCO in Richland Center. Good morning.
She was aware of her insecurities as she took the stage. She was convinced if she got up there that she'd be discovered someday. So she belted it. She hit the high notes fearlessly. Oh, she melted them. And she brought them to their feet. She was a big star at Banana Joe's Bar, where she sang karaoke every night. She said if you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star. She made the local cable shows where the camera fell in love with her face. After a couple of weekends, the groupies were crawling all over the place. She signed autographs like she was Garth Brooks in a skirt. And in the aftermath, that small time town was her. She was a big star at Banana Joe's Bar, where she sang karaoke every night. She said if you work hard to get where you are, feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star. She doesn't care anymore that her high school girlfriend cut her down. The only thought she entertains is where they are and where she is now. Her old neighbors swear they're certain she slept her way to the top. She knows you don't get where you go unless you got something bigger. So she sings tonight to 20,000 plus, and the young girls scream out loud. Man, that could be us. She's a big star and she eats caviar just before she performs every night. She says if you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight. She's a big star. She's a big star.
A quick stop, take your fake ID for a pit stop, grab a cold sixer and a tank of gasoline. Every small town's got a Friday night, sold out crowd under stadium lights, where the QB's jacket wraps the homecoming queen. Every small town's got its share of dreamers, county line racing, 17ers. Every small town has got their white picket fences, homegrown summer days that feel like they're endless. Folks on Main Street
places. Homegrown summer days that feel like they're endless. Folks on Main Street waving. 4th of July. Town that's got you. The only small town that's got you.
Chris Chitsey on WRCO. Good morning. We hope you're doing fine. On the 15th of August, this was about the time back in the day when I would start to get real nervous because school was about to start. We would always start around August 20th, the 22nd, somewhere in that neighborhood. And so it was like, oh, man, I can't just, you know, do whatever I want and eat popsicles and sit in the shade and drink black cherry soda and things like that. No, I had to actually put a little bit of structure into my life again. And for football practice, usually the night before practice started, I'd go run, you know, around the hog pen or something. Say, okay, whew, now I'm in shape, you know. But didn't usually work that way. Then I was dead for the next 3 days when we would have football practice and conditioning and things like that. But would always get nervous. Still kind of do this time of year. Not really nervous, but just it's somewhat bittersweet because if you have some youngsters in your life, maybe you're wanting them to go back to school, but life certainly does change at this point. Here's a reminder, the mobile food pantry scheduled for today at Eagle School has been canceled. There is no makeup date that has been scheduled for the rest of August. And this is an important reminder, an Impact Life blood drive is going on today from 10 until 3 at the Richland Hospital in Pippin Hall. Appointments are appreciated but not required. To make an appointment, call Impact Life at 800-747-5401 or visit bloodcenter.org.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobison Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center Terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Get ready to make some noise this Friday at Big Memorial Park in Hub City. The truck and tractor pull starts at 6:30 p.m. Enjoy hot homemade food, cold drinks, and family-friendly action all night long. Admission is just $5, and kids under 12 get in free. Don't miss out on the excitement. That's this Friday at 6:30. Be there for the Hub City Truck and Tractor Pull.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Did you know there may be a way to stop taking pain meds every day and feel better than you have in years? For over 70 years, the Richland Chiropractic Clinic has specialized in natural, drug-free options to help you find your quality of life again. Our doctors treat patients of all ages and take most insurance plans. Don't have insurance? No problem. We offer a medical discount program for uninsured patients. Need a federal exam for your CDL? We can get that done and keep you on the road. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211. Let us help you back into your health.
When you get to Oakwood, you're out there having fun.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is now open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Rave, Paula Red, and Zestar. Also, the bakery is in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, turnovers, and all the goodies. Oakwood Fruit Farm is located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs, check out the new website, and like them on Facebook. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open 7 days a week from 9 until 5.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
M&M's maker, Mars, paying nearly $30 billion for Kellanova, the maker of Cheez-Its and Pop-Tarts. The acquisition could significantly broaden Mars attacking the snacking portfolio and help it expand globally. Kellanova was created last year when the Kellogg company split into two companies. So they're selling many of the former company's most profitable brands, including Pringles and Rice Krispie Treats, all kinds of things that aren't good for us. It had net sales of more than $13 billion last year.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
And therapy, and threw it in a blender with ice. I was more messed up than I cared to be. Spent a whole lot of lonely nights. I was mad at myself, pissed at the world. It was hard to get up, but I put one foot in front of the other. Kept on keeping on going through the motions until there was no hard feelings and no bad vibes. I can't honestly say I'm happy to see the happy back in your eyes. You found somebody who painted your gray skies blue. Do I wish it was me? Hell yeah. Am I all the way over the pain? Not yet, but the sun keeps coming up, baby, and I'm still breathing. And there's no hard feelings. But I probably owe you an apology and some money for a new screen. Dad's probably glad to be rid of me, but that ain't me anymore. Hey, you love who you love, and you lose who you thought was the one. And you think that you might go crazy, never get out of the rut. You get drunk, you hold on and let go of the grudge till there's no hard feelings and no bad vibes. I can't honestly say I'm happy to see the happy back in your eyes. You found somebody. Sky's blue. Do I wish it was me? Hell yeah. Am I on the way over the pain? Not yet, but the sun keeps coming up, baby, and I'm still breathing. Hey, there's no hard feelings. I was mad at myself, pissed at the world. It was hard to get up, but I put one foot in front of the other. Kept on keeping on going through the motions until there was no hard feelings and no bad vibes. I can't honestly say I'm happy to see a little happy back in your eyes. You found somebody who painted your gray skies blue. Good for you. Do I wish it was me? Hell yeah. Am I all the way over the place?
but the sun keeps coming up, baby, and I'm still breathing, and there's no hard feelings. I got no hard feelings.
From Monongahela and the Ohio, gonna take a lot of river to wash these blues away.
Well, I wish I was a tugboat pushing and a pulling them barges along, moving on the water with a heart made of iron and steel. There wouldn't be no woman who could ever take my love and didn't do me wrong.
Mississippi, the Monongahela and the Ohio, gonna take a lot of river to wash these blues away.
Is she in New Orleans? Is she a Cajun queen? I wonder what she's doing now. But if I know her, she's got brains and furs, struggling along somehow.
Struggling along somehow. It's gonna take a lot of river. This broken heart afloat, gonna take a lot of river, running all the livelong day. Gonna take the Mississippi, the Monongahela and the Ohio. Gonna take a lot of river to wash these blues away. It's gonna take a lot of river to keep this broken heart afloat. Gonna take a lot of river. The Monongahela and the Ohio, gonna take a lot of river to wash these blues away. Gonna take a lot of river to wash these blues away.
Oak Ridge Boys, gonna take a lot of river to get me clean this morning with a bar of soap. Anyway, we have some news and some weather and some sports for you in just a little bit here this morning on WRCO. We hope that your day is going along just fine, just peachy so far. The month is flying by as well. Here we are, middle of August. And this is Riley Green on FM 100.9.
These girls you love never gave back diamond rings. I wish every porch had a swing. Wish kids still learned to say sir and ma'am, how to shake a hand. I wish every state had a Birmingham. I wish everybody knew all the words to Mama tried. I wish Monday mornings felt just like Friday nights. And I wish even cars had truck beds, and every road was named Copperhead, and coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. And I wish high school home teams never lost, back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. I wish honky tonks did wish grandpas never died. I wish Sundays on the creek bank would never end. Wish I could learn to drive again. Wish the first time 17 she was my everything. Kiss in a Chevrolet could happen every day. I wish everybody overseas was gonna make it home. I wish country music still got played on country radio. And I wish even cars had truck beds. And every road was named Copperhead. And coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. And I wish high school home teams never lost. And back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. Farms never got sold. And I wish even cars had truck beds. And every road was named Copperhead. And coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. I wish high school home teams never lost. And back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. Grandpa's never died. I wish grandpa's never died.
That is Riley Green on FM 100.9 WRCO.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Need extra money for the holidays? The House on the Rock attraction, located between Dodgeville and Spring Green, is hiring. They have part-time and 40-hour seasonal positions available in the gift shop, tour buildings, and admission area. Join the team and enjoy the festive season while earning extra cash. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Make your holidays brighter with the House on the Rock.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
A news update today is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast includes a high in the mid to upper 70s today, with off and on showers, a few of which could be heavy later in the day. Right now in Richland Center, with the temperature at 67 degrees, we have picked up a little over 13 one-hundredths of an inch of rain today.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep.
and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress.
Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Governor Tony Evers is urging a federal judge not to make any changes at Wisconsin's youth prison after a counselor was killed during a fight there. Pressure has been mounting to give Lincoln Hills Copper Lake school staff more leeway in punishing incarcerated children since a 16-year-old boy was accused of killing counselor Corey Prolix during a fistfight in June. But a 2018 federal consent decree restricts actions counselors can take against youth incarcerated at the facility. Republican lawmakers have been pressuring Department of Corrections officials to ask a federal judge in Madison to ease the restrictions. An employee of the Democratic National Committee has filed a complaint seeking to remove the Green Party's presidential candidate from the ballot in Wisconsin. The complaint filed Wednesday argues that the party is ineligible. It's the latest move by the DNC to block third-party candidates from the ballot. Democrats are also seeking to stop independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in several states. The Green Party's appearance on the presidential ballot could make a difference in swing states. State Wisconsin, where four of the past six presidential elections have been decided by between 5,700 and fewer than 23,000 votes. The complaint asks the Wisconsin Election Commission to take it up at an August 27th meeting. During a Wednesday stop in the Wausau area, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers provided reaction to Tuesday's statewide referendum results, which saw both Republican-authored constitutional amendments fail. Evers said it's good news no matter which political party is in power, because it means needed federal funds will get out the door in a timely fashion. The Democratic governor having the ability to use federal money in a smart way is critically important, and that adding the legislature to the process could be a problem. He cited a recent deadlock between his administration and Republicans in the legislature over funding for PFAS mitigation funding that's been tied up for more than a year. Had the questions passed, legislative oversight would have been required before any new federal dollars could be distributed. Supporters said that would give some taxpayers a say in the process, while opponents questioned the wisdom of adding another gatekeeper to the process. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde took questions at a WIS politics luncheon in Madison on Wednesday. Hovde said he wants abortion put before voters at the state level. He said Wisconsinites need to resolve the issue with a, quote, common sense and compassionate approach to a woman that is in that tough spot. Hovde said abortion should be put to a referendum. He also said a federal abortion ban will never happen and that the majority of pregnancies are now terminated with medication. Hovde also pushed back against Democrats' accusations that he's from California. He said he's never been a resident of California and that Democrats have spent $5 or $6 million telling people he is because he's been successful and bought a bank in California. Hovde is suing multiple TV stations and a Democratic PAC over an ad that makes accusations, including that he is a California banker. Hovde also responded to a comment made earlier this year by former House Speaker Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, who said Donald Trump lacks the character to be president. Hovde said he's supporting Trump and that regardless of whether you like him personally or not, the outcomes of the policies and the performance of this country under his presidency versus Joe Biden's is night and day different. A man accused of hate crimes for disrupting a UW-Madison student meeting last fall has been formally charged. 20-year-old Lucas Novak faces four charges, including making terrorist threats and disorderly conduct with a dangerous weapon. He is accused of being one of three men who entered the Humanities Building in November of 2023 and threatened the participants inside. All three were quickly identified with the help of the FBI and tips from the community. None of them were UW-Madison students or staff. Novak is banned from campus as a part of this bail agreement. The Walk with Grace wrap-up meeting will be held tonight at 6 o'clock at the Grace office located above Royal Bank in Richland Center. All committee members, team members, and the community are encouraged to attend to share what they felt went well and what changes they would like to see for next year's walk. The plan to lay off 32 tenured faculty members at UW-Milwaukee is moving ahead. Chancellor Marc Monet, announced the effort as part of a major restructuring effort. The proposed cuts include closing the College of General Studies and its branch campuses, including the one in Waukesha. The plan still requires approval from the UW Board of Regents before implementation. Wisconsin Farm Technology Days has officially kicked off in Chippewa County. The Farming Equipment Expo is being hosted at the Chippewa Valley Music Festival grounds in Cadott and will be open from 9 until 4 every day. The event will feature over 400 vendors displaying some of the latest technology in farming and connecting with other industry professionals. Tickets are for sale at the gate. New research shows nearly 40 million members of Gen Z are eligible to vote in this upcoming presidential election. 8 million of them are first-time voters. The research from Tufts University also says that nearly half of those eligible voters represent people of color. A professor of political science at UW-Madison says Democrats are trying to motivate Gen Z members to get to the polls now more than ever. He also says that Gen Z tends to learn more liberal than any other generation. The mobile food pantry scheduled for today at Eagle School has been canceled. There is no makeup date scheduled for the rest of this month. And an important reminder that due to the impending weather expected for the area, the Village of Reedstown Village Picnic has been rescheduled for Tuesday. And an Impact Life blood drive will be held today from 10 until 3 at Richland Hospital Pippin Hall. Appointments are appreciated but not required. To make your appointment, call Impact Life at 800-747-5401 or visit bloodcenter.org. Welcome to TriStar Gifts and More, where every gift tells a story. Whether you're shopping for a special occasion or just because, the selection of adorable and quirky items is sure to bring a smile to your face. Explore their wide range of candles, metal art, and more. Come experience a warm and welcoming atmosphere at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts, Richland Center. Call them at 608-383-1280. TriStar Gifts and More, unique gifts and home decor that make every moment special. The forecast for today calls for a high in the mid to upper 70s with off and on rain showers. A few could be heavy later in the day. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, humid and mild, a low of 65. Clouds to a few peaks of sunshine Friday and a high of 81. Friday night, scattered showers tapering off and a low of 62. Sunshine and mild Saturday, a high of 79. In Richland Center this morning, after the midnight reading of 68 degrees, we've been down to the current reading of 67. It has stayed very warm in the night following yesterday's 84. Nearly a tenth of an inch of rain fell last night. And this morning, with off and on showers, we're at 13 one-hundredths of an inch. Again, it is 67 degrees.
Looking for something fun to do this Friday night? Join us at the Friday Night Market on August 16th from 4:30 to 8:30 at the Richland Center Depot on Seminary Street, right by Quick Trip. Enjoy live music by Ann Christopher while you browse an amazing selection of local vendors. Grab some delicious food from Capel's Cuisine and Los Amigos. There's something for everyone. It's free to attend, so bring a chair and make it an evening to remember. See you at the Friday Night Market.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at a Brewer win, an impressive one last night against the Dodgers, and the Badgers have named their starting quarterback for the season.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Hometown and Baseball Night League playoffs continue tonight, and the section finals will be played on Sunday. Many teams around the area will be hitting the scrimmages in the area coming up on Friday night, several of them involving our area high school football teams. And Church League softball resumes tonight with one game slated for the East Diamond at Kroska Park. 7:30 tonight, St. Mary's will play Church of the Nazarene and the Mission will umpire. Championship Tuesday night is next week at Kroska Park. Only one Brewer run was earned in Wednesday night's 5-4 win at American Family Field. Milwaukee took advantage of three errors by the Los Angeles Dodgers. The winning run scored in the bottom of the seventh when Jackson Churio looped a single to right. Base runner Joey Ortiz was going to stop at third but came around to score when the Dodgers right fielder Mookie Betts misplayed the ball. Well, Piamps got the win in relief and closer Devin Williams claimed his second save.
I mean, I don't know if there's a better 1-2-3 in the league, you know. It was definitely a good test. Passed it today. You know, might have to do it again tomorrow.
Devin Williams, he was able to strike out the top part of the Dodger order and do it in order as he retired Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, and Freddie Freeman in order in the ninth to preserve the Brewers' 5-4 victory. The same two teams will wrap it up today. The Dodgers will be taking to the mound with Jack Flaherty, and Tobias Myers goes for the Brewers. That is a 1:10 first pitch time. Elsewhere in baseball from yesterday, San Diego 8-2 over Pittsburgh, Arizona 11, Colorado 4. It was the Cardinals losing to Cincinnati. That final score, 9-2. Philadelphia 9-5 over Miami, Atlanta 13, San Francisco 2. In the American League, Kansas City 4, Minnesota 1. Texas 9-7 over Boston, Detroit 3, Seattle 2. Houston 2-1 over Tampa Bay, the Yankees 10, White Sox 2. Toronto 9-2 over the Angels. Interleague play, Baltimore 4-1 over Washington, Cleveland 6, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 9-1 over Oakland. Transfer quarterback Tyler Van Dyke has been named the starter for the Badgers to begin the 2024 college football season. Offensive coordinator Phil Longo made the announcement on Wednesday.
I will tell you that Braden Locke, last year it was Tanner Mordecai, and the number two was Braden Locke. This year it's Tyler Van Dyke, and we really see Braden Locke. I mentioned to you in the past how much better he's gotten this year. You know, and as Fick says, we kind of see it as a 1A, 1B type situation right now as opposed to a 1 and a 2. That's how well Braden has done here in camp. But right as of right now, Tyler Van Dyke is our starter.
Longo says Van Dyke and Braden Locke are more like 1A and 1B. It'll be a challenging position for either quarterback because Wisconsin faces one of the toughest schedules in the country. It begins August 30th at home against the Western Michigan Broncos. And Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy will miss the season after undergoing surgery on his right knee. McCarthy had an operation on Wednesday to repair a torn meniscus suffered at home during the preseason debut against Las Vegas. That's an update on sports. Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simons Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simons Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare supplement insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simons Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simons Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment and they have the means to make it happen. Simons Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
You know I don't need you anymore. Now, do you really think I'm crazy enough to go throwing my good heart after bad love? What kind of fool do you think I am? I ain't falling for you all over again. I ain't playing a game that I know I can't win. What kind of
Leroy Parnell, what kind of a fool do you think I am? Now, don't answer that. Anyway, we're heading towards 7 o'clock. We'll see what old Hank's doing next hour. And we'll also give you a chance to win more tickets to see the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show. That's next hour as well, as we anticipate pretty good weekend weather-wise. Might be a little rainy on Saturday and rainy today as they set up in Baraboo. But the rest of the weekend after tomorrow sounds pretty nice. Making news today, John Cena is absolutely serious that his last WWE competition in December will be his last. Cena says there isn't a check writer around who could write a big enough check to change his mind. Cena says he wants to make his last ring appearance to be a thank you to the fans who made him who he is. In the meantime, Cena stars in a new action comedy called Jackpot. He plays a bodyguard for a lottery winner in a society where it's legal until sundown to kill the winner and claim the prize. Wow, that sounds interesting. It's called Jackpot. It's on Prime Video starting today.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Get ready to make some noise this Friday at Big Memorial Park in Hubs City. The truck and tractor pull starts at 6:30 p.m. Enjoy hot homemade food, cold drinks, and family-friendly action all night long. Admission is just $5, and kids under 12 get in free. Don't miss out on the excitement. That's this Friday at 6:30. Be there for the Hubs City truck and tractor pull.
Coach Johnson here again, and it's officially summertime. How are you feeling about your health journey? If you'd like to discuss some options, contact Jamie Johnson on Facebook. You can also call or text him at 608-604-7751. That's 604-7751 to discuss different programs. Working out is optional and not required with the different plans, though it is helpful. Reach out and start a conversation and consider making changes with your health today. Why wait?
Don't miss the Super Summer Sales event happening at the Family Thrift Shop. Family Thrift Shop's Back to School Sale begins August 14th to 17th. All children's clothing, shoes, backpacks, and all size team sports apparel 50% off. Stop in often, new items are added daily. Shop smart, where your donations and purchases help support your local community. The Family Thrift Shop, 120 South Main Street. Open Wednesday to Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. See you there!
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. 67 as we cruise along towards 7 o'clock today. This is Chris Young on FM 100.9.
Light a candle, turn all the lights down low. Baby, let's just lose control, lose control. I can handle every single curve, you know that I love you, let me show you.
This is WRCO.